Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. From whichever part of the world you have joined our program, you are correct, subhanallah. I am in the company of our honorable guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari, Damat Fuyuzuhum, and together with our Honorable Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Zawajalla, we are going to be taking our viewers for a little tour, inshallah, Zawajalla. And this little tour is with regards to showing and expressing one's hospitality. Allahu Akbar. Opening the doors of generosity, showing your guests compassion, love, and hospitality, subhanallah. Dear viewers, there are many people out there, when they start falling in love with this great trait known as hospitality, they become more generous, subhanallah. They love feeding in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They love bringing a smile on the faces of others for their pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, together with our honorable Mawlana Sahib, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we open the doors of this discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sayyidi. Alhamdulillah, this is a great feeling, and the topic of today that you have chosen, mashallah, that gives me honor, alhamdulillah, as a guest.
Mashallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Most definitely, Mulana Sahib, you know what? This is the tariqah of the Sufiani Kiram, Mulana Sahib. The style of our pious predecessors, that they loved feeding others. They loved quenching the thirst of others. They loved and enjoyed removing the hunger from people. Look at the lives of all the awliyas, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In fact, if you go to the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most definitely we're going to learn this, and we always learn this from the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Lakin, dear viewers, study the blessed biography of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Study the blessed biography of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. All the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would love to feed people. Feeding was, subhanallah, a great and a very big task that they would often do. Thousands of people would eat at the barakah. Master, where this stems from? Hospitality, kindness, you know, putting your own hunger aside and making sure, because they say hunger together, Master, is a very dangerous thing. You know, people together, when you are hungry, you see it iftari time sometimes, you know, everyone is hungry equally. We don't know who had what type of iftar, sahri. But at the time of iftar, we learn who is more generous and who is not very generous. It's very obvious. You can't pass judgment on people. But it happens when you see very little quantity of food is remaining and somebody wants to take all for himself, or one wants to share with the others, so on and so forth. Hospitality is learned from there, when the one who eats last and feeds others first, so on and so forth, right? But can you, Master, shed some more light on the subject itself?
When it comes to hospitality, the host, as the host, we need to emulate the same character that was taught by the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahu Akbar.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Madina Munawwara, there were initially two great lessons that he taught the Sahaba. One was to spread the salam, and the other was to feed the ta'am, subhanallah.
So
he beautifully says, "Atimu ta'am, subhanallah."
Feed the salam.
Yes, spread the salam.
Allahu Akbar.
So spread the peace. And by feeding people, spread the love. I mean, by feeding one another, what do we get? More muhabbat, more compassion for each other, alhamdulillah, as believers. And the way the Ansar now, they took this message to heart. And the way they treated the Muhajirin Sahaba, they became the greatest of hosts. They're so much so that the Muhajirin Sahaba, you know, sometimes abundance of good also makes you think, what's the reason? Oh, they're being extra generous. What's the reason? Right? So the Sahaba says to Rasulullah, they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muhajirin, the one who migrated with beloved Mustafa from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, they said, Ya Rasulullah, that we haven't had a host like them. They spend so much upon us. And among the wealthy Ansar that are there, they spend lavishly upon us. They have given us everything of half, you know, half of their business, half of their wealth, half of their assets, subhanAllah. They shared with us. On top of that, even the poorest of them, they also share with us. They don't have enough themselves, but whatever they have, they share with us. SubhanAllah. Ya Sayyidi, we are afraid, perhaps they take our sawab.
Allahu Akbar.
Look at the thinking process, SubhanAllah.
Mindset, huh?
Yeah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it wouldn't happen like that. You will get the sawab of migrating from Makkah Mukarramah, of being a muhajir, subhanAllah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you make dua for them, they will get the reward of hosting you, of doing this good to you, subhanAllah.
Sure.
So okay, this beautiful hadith and its commentary, mashallah, it teaches us so much. The primary and the initial lesson that we were taught from the land of love, subhanAllah, that is Madina Munawwara.
MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib, a beautiful question has come, right? Who has been from amongst the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to the most hospitable personality from amongst the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam?
SubhanAllah. He is none other than Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the first one. SubhanAllah.
Yeah, answer is 100% correct, Mawlana, MashaAllah. And Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, hospitality had no bounds, Mawlana Sahib. One's iman and faith is refreshed when he has to hear that his love for being hospitable was such, dear viewers, he would go on the rasta to the road, Mawlana Sahib, and he would find a guest to join him for a meal. Yani aap khana tabhi khate the jab koi saath mein ho, Mawlana Sahib. Then he would eat his meal. Many a times, he would then start preparing fresh taza food just to feed and show them compassion and love and the teachings of Islam, Mawlana Sahib. This is some amazing qualities. Mawlana Sahib, what's very important is that I want to mention just 7 Madani pearls of Amir al-Sunnat. And this is a letter of Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. Aur yeh dunya walo ke liye khat hai, subhanAllah. This letter from Amir al-Sunnat with regards to sincerity and being hospitable to guests. Hum kis tarah se achha bartao unke saath kar sakte hain? Hum mehman nawazi kis tarah acche se kar sakte hain? Sunnat tariqa kaun sa hai, subhanAllah? We are going to learn this, dear viewers. But if you want your guests to leave with a good mindset, mashallah, then follow the Madani pearls of Amir al-Sunnat. Aapne jo guidelines hume ata kiye hain, ye keemti Madani pearl hai, aap ise le inshallah azza wa jalla, and thereafter we will move towards our discussion. Master, very beautiful Madani pearls. Our Amir al-Sunnat has stated, subhanAllah, he says, where, what and how? Where, what and how much should be said? Whoever learns this is saved from many tribulations. Isi mein ek hi jumle mein sara kuch hai, Master. Yeah. Where, kahan pe? What and how much should be said? So when you're fixing a price, basically, Mawlana Sahib, you know, people say, no, baad mein dekh lenge. Baad mein kar liya jayega, dekh liya jayega. Wo sab baad mein dekh liya jayega, nahi, abhi pata laga le, ki kitna kya hai, how much is supposed to be given, how much is supposed to be taken, where a person supposed. Everything is to be discussed before the transaction, before the deal, before the commitment. And this Madani pearl is a very common Madani pearl. MashaAllah, we should try and practice. His Eminence has stated, he who is engaged in correcting his own faults would not even notice the faults of others. Allahu Akbar. So when you want to be a hospitable person, have this trait and quality. He who is engaged in correcting his own faults would not even notice the faults of others. Why? Because you are most busy rectifying your own sins, your own faults. You are repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and therefore you are never focused on the shortcomings and the faults of others. Allahu Akbar. And these are the teachings of our pious predecessors. The sign of such a person is that wo banda khud na wo kisi aur ke uyub ko nahi nikalta hai, balki he is most focused on his own uyub, his shortcomings, his defaults and defects, and he is busy rectifying them. Therefore he does not have the time on hand to pick and look at the faults of others. Such a person has tasted the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Amir al-Sunnat says, the favor done to someone, what favor? Any favor, Mawlana Sahib. Financial favor, accommodation favor, providing somebody maybe transportation, conveyances, should not be mentioned in front of others or any other person. Allahu Akbar. Especially in front of that person whom you have done the favor for, dear viewers of Madini Channel, these things are not to be mentioned in front of others. As the person who has got the favor done, Allahu Akbar, he will become upsetted. The person to whom you have done this favor will become hurt. So these are some of the Madini pearls which we learn. Amir Asun then says, the favor should be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for making Mr. A, B, and C happy. Allahu Akbar. Man ahabba lillahi wa abghadha lillahi wa a'ta lillahi wa mana'a lillahi faqad istakmala al-iman. The one who gives for the sake of Allah, the one who detests for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who loves for the sake of Allah, the one who detests for the sake of Allah, the one who gives for the sake of Allah, the one who keeps for the sake of Allah. All these are the signs of complete faith and iman. So never to show others. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who has given you wealth to give in His path. You would have never been able to give if Allah had not given you in the first place. So ye kiska maal hai jinke bargah hum de rahe hain, ye Allah hi ka diya hua maal hai jo hum usi ke raah mein kharch kar rahe hain. So why must we show off about this wealth, dear viewers of Madini Channel? Subhanallah. He says, sincerity is that one does not even expect a thank you from the one who has done a favor for. Aap thank you bhi expect na kare ki ye shukriya bhi ada karega. Kuch na aap le unse. These are the Madani pearls to become a good hospitable personality. Subhanallah. And then he says, it is also a requirement of sincerity that the one carrying out the good deed should not expect what? Encouragement from anyone else. Yahan shabash beta. Shabash, mashallah. Aap isi tarah lage rahe. Nahin. Don't expect this from others as well. Allahu Akbar. It is done for the sake of Allah. Ye Allah ki rizah ke liye apne kiya. To aap oron se thank you, shukriya. Ye sab cheeze expect na karein. Rather, in case someone praises him, he should dislike it in his heart. Agar kisi ne tarif kar bhi di, to aap dil mein usse achha na maane ki mere muh pe tarif hui hai. These are the Madani pearls given by Amir al-Sunnah to become a good hospitable personality. And last Madani pearl before we go to Mulana Sahib, he said the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, self-conceit destroys 70 years of deeds. These are the common things that happens. So, Allahu Akbar. The definition of self-conceit has also been given. However, Munasab, what Amir al-Sunnah has given to us is really treasures of wisdom, Munasab. Agar hum isko apnana shuru kar dein, is par amal karna shuru kar dein, to yaqinan, subhanallah, we will do better in this job than before maybe. There are a lot of people out there who love serving, and it's a good habit. Especially when we go for programs, we see some people, Munasab, who love to eat last. They love to feed others first. Jab bhi aap unse kahenge, please aap khane mein shamil to ho jayein. वो यही कहते नजर आएंगे कि बाद में करेंगे. They keep serving, but together with that, Mohan sahab, if these Madani pearls are acted upon, to show off ना करें, तारीफ ना ले, thank you expect ना करें, so on and so forth, there will be more reward and sawab in becoming a hospitable personality. Inshallah.
What does Mohan sahab? Khudpasandi and the one you mentioned, self conceit and self glorification, self praise, all of these things, it is so common now.
Allah.
Like, for example, in instances, you will see if there's a guest coming, they'll tell you what title to put in the poster.
Allah.
You must put this, and this titles before my name.
Allah.
Before you say my name, you must carry weight.
Allah.
So, in Farsi, there's a beautiful maqula. You know, you rub my back, I rub your back. As we say in English, say tu mura haji bago, man tura haji bago.
Allah.
You call me haji, I'll call you haji.
So, you know, all these things are all available, Master. Yeah. And these things are there because aisa hua bhi hai, no?
Yes,
aisa hota bhi.
This is the reality, and there is a fixture. You know, people think, okay, right. You throw me in this way, I'll throw you in that way. And both status is elevated. People must see what grand appearance you make, and so on and so forth. And this came a phenomenon as a host, as a guest.
Hmm.
But the sincerity is truly lost because nowadays if somebody is hosted, like somebody is called as a guest, it's never without a reason. Maybe you got into a partnership. You saw some rich person, right? Okay, I can get this benefit from this person.
Hmm.
Come to my house, inshallah. We share a meal and we discuss these things over the table. That too, there's a matlab to it, you know. And then, obviously, hosting that person or making him your guest is not your primary reason because it is due to some gains. Mm. So, there is the niyat is faulty in itself. Let's say, for example, you meet some influential personality, maybe through whom they can do you a favor. You start building a relationship, call them to your house, and then in return, you get this benefit. So that is also for a gain. But before, in the previous times, very long ago, people used to respect and honor their guests. It used to be the elderly people used to say that, you know, it's been so long, we never had guests at our home. Perhaps the barakah of our home will go away. The shair very beautifully says, Allah mere rizq ki barakat na chali jaye. Do roz se ghar mein mere mehman nahi hai.
Allah.
So this was a way of thinking, you know. And to now what it has come to, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to inculcate this teaching among them that if you have a house, then have three kinds of beds. One you have for yourself, one for your family, for your wife, for your family. And one bed you keep reserved for guests.
Allah.
So provision for guests must already be there. When they come, there's no need to look left or right. The guest provision accommodation is already there. It has been taken care of. People, when they used to build home, they used to take all of this into consideration. When the guests come, where are we going to put them?
Have you ever noticed or passed any person in this country who have done something like that in his home for any guests?
Alhamdulillah, the people do have guest rooms, and some people have a namaz room, subhanallah. That is also one of the ways the Sahaba used to build their house. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she should have a namaz room, subhanallah. Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein, perhaps in one of the narrations, they mention the ibadat of the beloved mother, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, and they mention that she used to perform her salah in the reserved place in the house where we usually perform salah, subhanallah. So yes, that custom is also followed. Some of us, alhamdulillah, they have a namaz room, salah room in their house, and some even go to the extent of building a separate accommodation or maybe an outbuilding for guests when the guests come to stay with them. And they come as a, alhamdulillah, as a ni'mah, Sayyidi, because when the guests come, Allah's mercy comes with them, subhanallah. And when they leave, make dua for you. That is also, they make dua for you. That is another mercy on top. Subhanallah. So what do we lose by inviting guests and accommodating them, feeding them, subhanallah.
Masha.
It's not that we're doing them a favor. Sometimes it's the other way around. They are doing us a favor.
Masha.
Because awliya ikram, you invite them for the sake of barakah, they become your guests. It is not your favor to bring, it's their favor to you. Subhanallah. If Amir al-Sundam al-Barakatum al-Aliyah, he comes to this land, alhamdulillah, which he has, mashallah, twice he has blessed us. And in that case, it is not us doing him a favor by hosting him, it is him doing us a favor. Subhanallah, Nigrani Shura, he also comes, mashallah. Arakine Shura, they come and bless us, mashallah, with their noble personalities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the jazbah and enthusiasm to host them in a better manner, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen,
whatever
ameen.
Shortcomings was there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we make it better for them, so they are more comfortable. Inshallah, they can stay with us longer.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Dear viewers, there was a time when guests were considered to be a source of blessing, Mulana Sahib. Allahu Akbar. And people would try their best to surpass one another. Ki kon bar chad kar mehman nawazi kare. Allahu Akbar. But times, regretfully, dear viewers, have changed. And the value of hospitality seems to be gone down and down and down. Yahan tak ki ab log messages bhejte hain ki keh de ki hum available nahi hai, keh de ki hum ghar pe nahi hai, keh de fala cheeze, Allah Kareem karam farmaye hamare haal pe. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us, dear viewers of Madine Channel. Hame chahiye ki hum hospitable hon aur hum bada dil rakhe, na ki hum kanjusi kare is mamle mein ki khana kam hai to khatam ho jayega. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed the barakah and the blessings in jama'ah. So hum jamaat mein khaye na, hum mil karke khaye, fardan fardan na khaye, akele na khaye, balki hum saath mil karke apne family ke saath khana khaye. And then you shall see the blessings when you eat together, you flock together, subhanallah. You eat together, you will see the blessings together, dear viewers of Madine Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from being such people who get rid of their guests, who don't like to see guests, who are not hospitable at all. Mehman ka naam sunte ke saath pet mein dard ho jata hai. Ye kitna bada azim tohfa hai. What a great gift this is for the host. Sir Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent a mehman to your home, and you have an opportunity to show your hospitality, جو ایسا کرے گا تو سنت رسول پر عمل کرے گا انشاءاللہ عز و جل. The one who tries to show his guests how hospitable they are. However, Mulana Sahib, سوال یہ ہے کہ how should a person and how can a person become more hospitable? ہم کون سی وہ چیزیں ہیں جو ہم پڑھ سکتے ہیں, دیکھ سکتے ہیں, سمجھ سکتے ہیں کہ ہم hospitable ہوں. What can motivate us, inshallah, عز و جل, to become that? There are many people out there who say, I love to be hospitable, Mulana Sahib, but maybe my family don't like to be hospitable. I am hospitable. ہم کو اچھا لگتا ہے کہ ہمارے دوست, ہمارے احباب ہمارے گھر پہ آئیں, لیکن شاید گھر میں کسی اور کو یہ پسند نہ ہو کہ ایسا کچھ ہو, وائس ورسا. اٹ کین بی دا سچویشن مولانا صاحب. ہاؤ ڈو یو کریٹ دا بیلنس بٹوین ہسبینڈ اینڈ وائف, بٹوین فیملی میٹرز, ون وانٹس ون ڈزنٹ وانٹ, ہاؤ ڈز اٹ ہیپن؟
ویل, یو بوتھ آر مسلمز, اینڈ اے مسلم از ہی ہو لوز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مور دین اینی ون, اینڈ ہوم یو لو you obey that. It is also mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will be with the one on the day of judgment whom you love
the most.
And we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sahaba, they celebrated this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they heard this from his noble tongue. So yes, for a believer there can be no better black hiding than him being united with the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. And the way we can gain his closeness is through following his sunnah, his commands, his ahadith, his akhlaq.
100%.
So whose akhlaq do we want to have? Everyone, Sayyidi, follows someone.
I agree.
If that someone is beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one, Allah. As a Muslim, we need to follow.
Wonderful.
So if there is a dispute among the family members,
yes,
we need to see. Look, first of all, we are Muslims. Whose sunnat are we supposed to follow? The sunnat of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is his sunnat? It is mentioned that a non-Muslim came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a guest. And to host that non-Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to great lengths. He gave him the milk of the goat. He drank the milk, the entire milk of one goat. And still wasn't satisfied. He asked for another serving. Next goat's milk, Allah, that's Allah. Also finished. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven goat's milk, all finished. Then only he was satiated and pleased with the hospitality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he keeps on giving him. He doesn't say no, bhai, kitna pi ho gaya bas. He doesn't say no. So,
isi ka tarjuma hai, wah kya جود و کرم ہے شہ بتھا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. کی بیفور ہی کین ایون آسک, دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از الاؤنگ ہم ٹو ڈرنک اینڈ ڈرنک اینڈ ڈرنک. سبحان اللہ, امیزنگ ماشاءاللہ.
سو آفٹر دیٹ, یو نو, ہی سلیپس فار دی نائٹ. نیکسٹ مارننگ وین ہی ویکس اپ, ہی سیز ٹو دی بیلوڈ مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو بیکم مسلم. ہی واز سو امپریسڈ ود دی اخلاق آف دی بیلوڈ مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فرسٹ آف آل, ہی از ناٹ ا بیلیور, ہی از اینمی آف اللہ, بٹ رسول اللہ از ہوسٹنگ ہم. اینڈ second is, he wasn't supposed to be so hospitable towards him, but the shafqat of Rasulullah, so his mercy extends toward every creation, and he is nothing but a creation, that man who came as a guest. So to fulfill the requirement of a host, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go beyond his call of duty and would do over and above what was required of him. And then he was so impressed that I want to become a Muslim. Then the next day now, again, he is given, alhamdulillah, milk by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to drink. And this time, he didn't need seven goat's milk. He only needed one goat's milk and he was satiated, subhanallah. So that goes to show, before, when he was not a Muslim, he didn't have iman, he didn't have qanaat, he didn't have the wealth of, enough, to say that, it's enough for me. And when he became a Muslim, subhanallah, he was blessed with the wealth of iman. He was also blessed with the wealth of qanaat and doing, alhamdulillah, or satiating with very little. Allahu
Akbar. It's a blessing, Mula. It's a great blessing. Jo kam khane mein satiate ho jaye na, ye badi baat hai, Mulana Sahib. MashaAllah. There are people out there who do not get full, and maybe because of this, they think that everyone eats like them. So, daawat hi nahi dete kisi ko, Mulana Sahib. Maybe everyone else eats like me. If I eat in big portions, then everyone else will eat like this. So they have, full records of how much of food is being consumed, and this could cause some trouble. Lekin, this is the thing, subhanAllah, that a mehman brings the blessings of his own rizq can come to your home, Master.
Yes.
Jo wo kha raha hai, khane pe, dane dane pe khane wale ka naam. Ye jo kahawat hai na, Master. Mm. Dane dane pe khane wale ka naam. This is 112% true, Mulana Sahib. Jiski kismat jahan ki hai, jahan pe wo dana khayega, jahan pe baith ke khayega, kaise khayega, har cheez likha hua hai. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide for you that rizq and that rozi that you were supposed to eat. And there are so many stories and kisses. Recently, Mulana Sahib mentioned the one of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the rock, the worm in the rock. And that beautiful waqi and incident really rejuvenated our hearts and spirits to learn that how Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam inside the rock and inside another rock. And when that rock was burst open, another rock. In other words, between three different rocks, dear viewers of Madini Channel, in between the layers of these rocks, was a worm in whose mouth was sustenance. And Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam what this worm was saying, what dua and supplication it was making in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it began asking Allah for rizq and ruzi. And Allah showed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he's providing for this worm inside the rock. So what about the human being who was asking openly? The one who's asking day and night from Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are those insects and creatures which are beyond our sight. Kahan kahan kis kis tarah ke makhlooq hai jinko rizq milti hai to hame kyun nahi mil sakti hai? Definitely, you if you ask, we will get ji.
You also mentioned that, you know, the mehman, our guests that we are hosting, they come with their own rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed their rizq in your plate. Mm. You're just sharing it with them, subhanallah. So, with the same token, Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us in the Holy Quran, like how people in the previous times, they used to kill their children prematurely, unborn children or newborn children due to the fear of poverty. And Allah Azza wa Jal says to them, no, don't do that. Do not destroy and kill your children due to the fear of poverty.
Allah.
Because Allah is provider.
Allah.
And then with the same token, we shouldn't also repel our guests because Allah is the provider. Who do you know in their right mind now, nowadays, after the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reached us, the teachings of Quran has reached us, regrets the fact of having children, so that he has to provide for them. So they come with their own provision. You have one child, two child, alhamdulillah. Remember, at times when we are just two couples, right? Husband and wife. They will battle to make the ends meet. But when the children come, they don't even think where the risk is coming from. Subhanallah, even to share with them the formula and their own expenses, taking them to doctors, etc., etc., buying cots, cribs, clothes. Every month, their clothes are being bought, subhanallah, because they are growing at such a rapid rate. All of this happens. And we just are amazed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for everything.
Allah.
Because they come with their own risk.
Ultimate provider, Mawlana Sahib. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. So why should we have a small heart or become conjus? You know, why should we think so negative and become so great misers when Allah Azza wa Jalla has taken food upon his own responsibility? Sustenance upon his own rahmat and mercy is upon himself. What he has not taken upon his responsibility is the outcome of our actions. So that which Allah has taken upon his responsibility, hame us cheez ki fikr sabse zyada hai. Aur jis cheez ko Allah Azza wa Jalla has not taken under his responsibility and has left that to us, that is your a'mal, your deeds, your actions, that we don't care for. We want Allah Azza wa Jalla to be concerned about that for us. But that which he is saying, don't worry, I'm going to provide for you. Mm-hmm. We worry for that the most.
Allah, but this is so profound. See.
What Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, worry about. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsu ma qaddamat lighad. You know, every soul should see what it has sent forth and what it has saved behind. Oh, believers, fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Over and again, we are commanded to see what we have sent forth, Masab. That can only happen if you're going to put some manat. Or tabhi hum dekh payenge ki wahan kya hai. We are only concerned about our meals, dear viewers. So hospitality means you break out of all those limits of being bakhil, of being kanjus, of being a miser, and you become a generous person and love to feed. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Mulana Sahib was speaking, I was recalling this beautiful waqi'a and story of a tailor who invited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Aur dil baagh baagh ho jata hai jab bhi aap sunen, jitne baar aap sunen ye kam hai, kyunki ye hamari sarkar ki seerat hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye hamare aqa ke andaaz hai, which is unique, which is unparalleled, which is impeccable. Ye jo characteristics hai, jo character hai na, is just amazing, dear viewers. A tailor, and likewise many other companions, many other ghareeb sahabas, many other Bedouins, Arabis, they would love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And just as like others would invite jo ghareeb sahabi hai, wo bhi to chahte the ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam hamare ghar pe tashreef laaye. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never reject the call of any person whoever had invited him. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is found saying labbaik, I'm present. And then he would go with a companion or two companions. And one sahabi who was a tailor, he invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a meal. So what his wife could prepare was salan and roti. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the invitation of a tailor. This was his profession. Now this was to keep the heart of this companion. Kya hum aisa nahi kar sakte? Many people accept the dawat. Haan ji, kubul hai. Dawat pe aate. Phir us mehman ke samne notice karate hain ki ye khana sahi nahi. Isme namak kam hai. Isme zara tel zyada hai. He called you to eat a food, to have a meal. Now, one is to bring out the false, not behind his back. If you want to say to him, say it in a nice way, then breaking his heart, because the efforts a person may have put in preparing that meal, you have no idea. Financially, kahan kahan bhag dor karke wo khana tayar kiya gaya, phir banda baithne ke baad phir khane mein nuks nikale ki gosht kaccha tha, to alu sakh tha, to ye tha, to wo tha. This was not the andaz and the style of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would pardon people. Ji mulana.
The Sahaba say, on this note, they would say, this is the famous statement of the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would say that never ever did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever complain about the food, whether the salt was more or less.
Yes,
unique. Significant trait and the beauty of the character of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even if the salt was extra, if he liked it, if there was something on the table, usually when you are the guest, usually more than one item is present on the table, right? So if you don't like something, go for something else. So you don't have to complain. And then if, let's say, for example, there is roti, there is salan, if the salan has extra salt, the gravy has extra salt, then don't dip the whole roti in the gravy, just little bit so the salt is even. There are many ways we can make the situation better. Instead of complaining, we could do something about it. And at the same time, don't have to make the host feel bad. This is also the etiquettes of being a guest, Sayyidi. Being a host, yes, it is an incredible thing, but being a guest, meaning a guest that is adhering to the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adhering to the teachings of Islam, there are also code of conducts that needs to be met by the guest. And there are etiquettes that are mentioned that a guest should be pleased and be happy with whatever the host has provided him with.
I agree with you.
If the host is a poor person and he brings to you maybe buttered bread and tea, which is alhamdulillah the norm in South Africa, and that the poor, this is the food of poor people, right? So if you say I had buttered bread, people feel sorry for you. So if you went to
India, Pakistan, buttered bread to yani marizon ko khilaya jata hai. Yeh bhi suna hai.
This is a luxury food.
Luxury food.
Yeah. Oh, chatti roti is
okay.
Is the food of the poor, right?
Poor people.
So here if you say chutney roti, wow, what a delicious meal.
Allahu
Akbar. So it's different. Right?
Look at the
to
difference.
Some it can be like a delicacy, or to some it can be like, oh, such a low quality food you're giving me. It differs from region to region, from culture to culture. So here if somebody gives you buttered bread and tea, that means that person is really poor. So yes, if the person host is poor and that's all he has to serve you, and you come and he gives you buttered bread and tea, that means that's all he could afford. Instead of complaining. Grateful that
I completely
whereas
agree.
You could have, you know, looked for places to eat and stuff like that. Hey, the person bringing it to you with so much of love, subhanAllah. Don't look at the food only, look at the thought behind
it. Thought behind it. Agreed, Mahasab.
The person went out of their way making tea and making sure that, you know, everything is done for you. They're making their bed for you. Instead of complaining about, no, the surface is too hard, the blanket is, you know, too thin for the winter season and all of that. Maybe that's all they could have. And hosts usually say they go out of their way. Meaning, if they have two blankets, one is of inferior quality, one is of superior quality, they always keep the superior quality for the guest. and be okay with the inferior quality. So they're giving you the best of what they have. So there's no reason for you to complain about.
Very good traits, Maulana Sahib. I love to adopt these traits. And kaash hame ye aa jaye, Maulana Sahib. If you are the means and the reason to call others at the eating table, the dining table, wherever it may be, lunch, supper, breakfast, ye jo madani phool humne shuru mein arz kiye the na, usko us par amal kare, inshallah, to get the full reward and sawab. And together with that, enjoy the madani pearls mentioned by Maulana Sahib. I'm recalling the beautiful, unique andaz of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Aap bhi kisi ka mehman ek zamane mein hue the, ek martaba. To mehman nawazi mein ye hua tha, huzur ki samne mein khane se qabl, before the food was dished, cucumbers were served in a bowl. Aur bhi ulama the, mashayikh the, kabirin the. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's unique andaz that was never left with any, you know, madani pearl. Every time there's a lesson, in every action there's a madani lesson for us to learn from the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali. However, cucumbers is my favorite, subhanAllah, and I'm sure many people out there love cucumbers as well. I don't know, I mean, because it's the beloved of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, it's beloved to every Sunni ashik and devotee. But together with that, as a food on its own, Masab, it's a very good and a very healthy diet.
Alhamdulillah.
Is it Urdu mein hum kheera kahenge?
Ji, kheera.
Kheera kahenge. Kheera English mein. Kakdi bhi kehte hain, kira bhi kehte hain. Achha, iske sizes bhi alag hote hain. Kire ka jo size hota hai, it's different as compared to cucumbers itself. However, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is set for this meal, and before the meal, cucumbers were served in a bowl. And instead of offering this to others, Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, one after the other, began eating all himself. The mehmans and the guests that were present there, they said, Hazrat, sawal puchna hai. Sawal ye ki, you know, we all learn from you hospitality. You will leave no stone unturned when it comes to show generosity, hospitality, so on and so forth. Lekin aaj aapne kisi ko offer hi nahi kiya. All of the cucumbers you have eaten by yourself, you did not even offer this cucumber to the next person. Akeli aap kha dale, to iske piche ki jo raaz hai aap zara wo share kare. Because they all knew Ala Hazrat does not have the trait of being greedy.
Yes.
So there is some hikmat and some wisdom in this. Warna koi puchne ki himmat kyun karta hai ki jo bade hain jo khaye jitna chahe khaye koi kyun puche. But they knew that Ala Hazrat kam khane walon mein se, kam guftan, kam khurdan, eat less, sleep less, talk less, these are the traits of the pious predecessors. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala ate less, reason behind the, I mean, he ate all and he did not even offer this. When they asked and inquired from him, he said, see, I put the first piece in my mouth, it was very bitter, so then I add the second piece, it was also bitter, and the third piece also bitter. One after the other, I began eating all because I was concerned. Had I offered this bowl of cucumbers to you guys, you all would have eaten it. And maybe from amongst you all, somebody would have spread that which was beloved to my Rasul and my Aqa, my Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Nabi. Our beloved Rasul used to love the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you would have spread that which my beloved Rasul used to love, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I didn't want that you do that with me, which my Sarkar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pasand farmaya karte the. Allahu Akbar. I do not want you to disrespect that which my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to love. Therefore, I did not offer you, and I enjoyed the bitterness so that you don't spit the bitterness out. Allahu Akbar. This was a unique andaz and style of showing love and concern to the meal itself. So this shows us, dear viewers, something is wrong. Not complain. Do not make such conversations that could even hurt the feelings of the host as well. I have really, really seen one. I've seen many hosts before, Maulana Sahib. But I have, from the seniors and great personalities, you know, when you go to the home of big people, I have not seen anyone crossing limits as Amir al-Sunnah in this day and age, Maulana Sahib. For his Mubarak Zat, for his blessed age, subhanAllah, he goes out of his way. Dunya bhar ki jo mehman ho, khas karke Ramzan Sharif mein after Eid, Maulana Sahib, he, Damat Fayuzuhum, invites mehmans to his home. And international mehmans, Maulana Sahib, from various countries who come to his home. And Amir al-Sunnah doesn't only just order for others to feed them. Aap khud usme involve hua karte hain. Aap khud apne mubarak haanthon se khana khutbaam pesh kar rahe hote hain, khila bhi rahe hote hain. And it's just amazing to see this scene, how someone big as Amir al-Sunnah, subhanAllah, being busy as him, could make the time and show us that no, even if you have a leg problem, even if you have a health problem, this sunnah can still be offered, subhanAllah, when you serve a guest.
Sayyidi, in this regard, I remember an account in my own life experience. As a student, I once went to visit a great alim at Deen, and he is the Khalifa of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And I went to meet him and visit him. He was serving me food, and I didn't feel good about it. Me being a student, and Hazrat is serving me. I said, please let me help, allow me to help you. He said, no, you must sit in my mehman. And then he told me about this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every time I come across this hadith, I remember him. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifahu. Whoever has iman, faith in Allah and his and on the day, last day, day of judgment, subhanallah, he must respect his guests. He must respect his guests.
Is this hadith in Bukhari Sharif?
This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim.
Subhanallah.
So, the great Alim Adin, subhanallah, and he's serving me meal, plus he's teaching me hadith, subhanallah.
This is amazing.
A great honor I've had.
Ki ilm bhi mile, khana bhi mile, Maulana Sahib. Food for the thought and food for the soul once.
And plus, I also had to now keep my end of the bargain. Now, there are still some etiquettes we were talking about, Sayyidi, as a guest. What befits us? We go as a guest. We should. Now, before we depart from the host's house, we must make seek ijazat of the host. That is now the sunnah akhlaq. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is from the sunnah that when we are, when the guest is leaving, the host must come to leave that person to the door. Rasulullah is teaching the sunnah and he said, this is sunnah. Allah.
Amazing.
So he emphasizes on that.
Just
and
amazing.
For the guest also, when the guest is leaving, what is what befits him? What is the adab of the guest now? How should he repay the host for all that the host has done? Make dua for the host. Subhanallah. At the same time, it is all reciprocity, looking after one another, making dua for one another. Subhanallah. He look after you. You make dua as alhamdulillah after a meal. We read the dua alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa safana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. But the sunnah is that if you are at somebody else's house, then you must add another dua. Allahumma at'im man at'amani wa asqi man saqani. Subhanallah. So yes, you are making dua after meal, and then you also making dua for the one who has fed you, who has given you water. Subhanallah. So these are the beautiful teachings of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the etiquette of a guest is that if you go to somebody's house, now upon the host is one day he must host you, meaning you can sleep there for one whole night, right? One day and one night. But he must also host you for 3 days for the meals, meaning dawat. And after that, it is not the responsibility of the host. Now he says after that, the guest must feel now that, this is enough. Let me leave. What do you want? You want to run that person poor? Don't become a burden, in essence. That's what the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. Yeah, be a guest. Alhamdulillah, he considered you as a brother. He considered you as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you don't overdo it at the same time. After 3 days are over, then you excuse yourself and on your way. But if host insists that you must stay for some more days, then there's no problem. But by yourself, what befits you as a guest is, mustn't be like Hazrat-e Dagh, the beautiful shaykh, Hazrat-e Dagh, jahan baith gaye, aur honge teri mehfil se ubharne wale. So, we shouldn't be like Hazrat-e Dagh in this instance, inshallah, azza wa jal, and try to be the guest that is, alhamdulillah, easy to host. That the host must be proud of, the host must be happy with, mustn't be the guest that overstay our limits, inshallah, and that too should give me the idea now that now it's time that I must keep my mouth shut. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat has a beautiful Madani pools to share.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah, excellent, mashallah, Mawlana Sahib. Allah Kareem, barkati ata farmaye, or may we follow the sunnah, emulate the sunnah. Mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale, subhanallah. Fall in love with his sunnah, dear viewers. Extending hospitality and giving respect to a guest, a high culture and an important symbol of excellent manners in Islamic society. Agar hum musalman hain, subhanallah, that we have ishq-i rasool in our hearts, then follow this, dear viewers. follow the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam has placed great importance on hospitality. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would extend hospitality to guests himself. And if it has been proven that if nothing was available in the house of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would even borrow money for his guests. Ji haan, aap udhaar lekar ke mehman nawazi farmate, and then he would allow the mehmans and the guests to leave. These are some traits, dear viewers of Madini channel, that will take us a lifetime to attain and gain. But you can become perfect with practice. For now, we have this beautiful kalam, Mera Dil aur Meri Jaan, Madine Wale. Bada pyara kalam hai. For now, we are going to break for this beautiful kalam. Until we return, keep reciting Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Le raza, sab chale Madine ko, main na jaun are Khuda na kare, jaan o dil ho shokh-e-rad, sab to Madine pahunche, tum nahi chal te raza, sara to saman gaya, mera dil aur meri jaan Madine wale, mera dil jaan Madine wale, tujh pe sau jaan se qurban Madine wale, tujh pe sau jaan se Madina.
Subhanallah, Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib Akpali was reciting his beautiful kalam in his melodious voice. Maulana Sahib, what a beautiful discussion with yourself, like always, mashallah. Any parting and parting words as nasihat and advice before we come right to the end?
Jazakallah for having me as a guest, Sayyidi, alhamdulillah. I hope I added some value, alhamdulillah. Mashallah. And you have been an excellent host, mashallah, as always, with your beautiful smile. Barakallah. You're always welcome. Barakallah. And jazakallah for the opportunity. And the
talk. Ameen. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. I'm ending on this note, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Treat everyone as if they were a guest in your own house. Why? Because in reality, they are a guest in your own world. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.